contract negotiations broke down last week on Thursday. The contractors dropped what they said was their last, best, and final offer. It was totally unacceptable. It still would leave janitors in poverty and thousands of janitors without access to health care for their families. Last Saturday, the janitors voted to reject that offer and go on strike. They're on strike for a better future.
How many workers are we talking about? How many people are out?
SEIU 1877 represents 6,000 workers, 6,000 janitors in the Bay Area throughout the Silicon Valley and the East Bay.
What's the sticking point of the contract negotiations? What was in the offer that was rejected?
Well, the offer that the contractors gave us last Thursday would still keep janitors' wages far below what it takes to survive in the Bay Area, and they still want the janitors to work over 2.5 years before they are eligible for health care for their families. That's totally unacceptable. Just to give you like a comparison, in Los Angeles, janitors earn $14 an hour and they have full family health coverage after only 6 months. In San Francisco, janitors earn $17 an hour. In New York, they earn $22 an hour, full family health care. So it just shows you that here in Silicon Valley, where some of the most wealthy corporations in the world exist, they're really contributing to poverty conditions among their janitors that keep their buildings clean and open for business.
These companies are also, in addition to being the wealthiest in general, they also seem to be doing okay. These are not companies that are, you know,
no,
hurting. These are not corporations that are facing the same kind of economic slowdown or downturn that other corporations are pleading.
Exactly.
Who are we talking about here?
Well, so far the strike has affected some of the high-tech giants in the Silicon Valley, like Hewlett-Packard, Cisco Systems, Yahoo, Oracle. This morning, janitors walked off the job at Applied Materials. The strike is expected to spread. And this evening, janitors are going to be walking off the job in Oakland, in the downtown corridor, in the Broadway Center. Primarily, the strike is affecting the high-tech giants here in the Silicon Valley. But as it continues, it is going to spread throughout the Bay Area. Well, this morning, janitors took their case to the Intel annual shareholders meeting. Janitors are asking the investors of Intel, what kind of future does Silicon Valley have if people work full-time and still can't afford to live here?
So in addition to the negotiations with the contractors and the bargaining team for the union, you're taking it directly to the shareholders here?
Absolutely. An Intel shareholder meeting this morning. Janitors inside there right now. We also have an understanding that there's some concerned investors inside that are asking questions about this issue and about Intel's policies in relations to issues that affect working families.